This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for May 31st. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 4. It says there, "Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice," end of quote. Bible says you can rejoice despite your circumstances. In fact, God wants to see you rejoicing always. Apostle Paul was in prison when he wrote this letter, and he reminds the church in Philippi to rejoice in the Lord. This seems very strange, doesn't it? But the truth is this: if you have Jesus Christ in you, means if you are a believer in Christ, you know for sure, regardless of whatever happens, you can rejoice in the Lord. When we remember His sacrificial love, providential care, and beautiful plan for your life. The immediate context is an absence of harmony between Evodia and Syntyche. The disharmony is not apparently on a doctrinal but a personality issue. Paul urged the two sisters to live in harmony in the Lord. You see, living in harmony is very important for your joy and service to the Lord. Now, the context just prior to the disunity issue is our bright and secure future in the Lord Jesus Christ. Apostle Paul said this in Philippians 3:20-21. He says, "But our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly wait a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who by the power that enables Him to bring everything under His control, will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like His glorious body." End of quote. You see, your joy and rejoicing really anchors on your secure future, not anything temporal or transitory. Now, the natural question is this: how can I be joyful? How can you rejoice when there are issues and problems? That is probably the reason why Apostle Paul said two times, "Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice." Paul himself experienced all varied bad experiences in his Christian life. Therefore, if anyone is fit to answer the above question, there is no doubt it is none other than Paul. In all possible difficulties, personality clashes, financial, family, children, enemy attacks, mocking, blaming, undue criticisms, a believer in Christ is empowered and expected to maintain a unique spirit of joy or rejoicing. You see, joy is the fruit of the Spirit, as it is said in Galatians 5:22, and can be developed with the help of the Holy Spirit, who is indwelling in a believer in Christ. The succeeding context says we can have the forbearing spirit. That means gentle or yielding spirit. Why? Because the Lord is near. We do not need to be too much worried and anxious about what is happening in the world around us. In fact, be anxious or worried for nothing. We can turn our worries into prayers. As a result, the peace of God will guard our minds in Jesus Christ in the midst of all unpleasant circumstances. Dearly beloved, are you weary, heavy laden, or worried? Do you wish if you could rejoice, though you are unable to? You see, the cross of Calvary is where you will see how much God loved you by giving His only begotten Son to die in your place for all of your sins. The day you come home to Him by accepting Christ as your Savior and Lord is the beginning of the day of the joy of salvation. It is not like momentary fleeting pleasures that sin offers and then haunt you with the consequences of that for the rest of your life. It is not like the pleasures of this world, which can never give you real joy. It is the pure joy of the love of Christ on an everyday basis and an assurance of a secured future, no matter what happens around you. You see, no matter what happens, the Lord plans and cares for you. It is the source of joy, doesn't it? Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I want to rejoice continuously in You and in Your salvation. I know You want me to rejoice in You on an ongoing basis. I thank You that You made my future safe and secure in Jesus Christ. I believe Jesus died, buried, and rose again for my sins. Lord, I want to come home. I accept Jesus as my Savior and Lord. I give my problems and issues to you, Lord. Help me by giving your joy in my life. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the presence, grace, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.